It's like this. The Ella Mustatzah what Yisrael that Yashins from his mother the Levi, so it's not like it's Mishnah says it's not to say that as there the Ella command to the Levi. He has the locha like he go boss the father that he could like a Levi, he could redeem it back whenever he wants. So the Rashi's mashma, since the fear started out by Levi, even though Yisrael Yashin it now, it's a locha of a Levi. The other time, then the Mishnah says no. Achi hey Levi for Yorah Halavim. It has to be both. It has to be that right now a Levi is in there, and the field started out to be by Levi. Master of Yisrael Yashas from a Levi. It doesn't have the special halachas of Ritz Tzivra. So let's say this. Amos says this. Ema Goyim Ema Kesedim has there. Needs to say for care. The ratio means he is only Ema Goyim Ema Kesedim means since he's a Yisrael. He still has the regular lochas like Yisrael. He only could redeem it either the first year, the second year, whatever the lochas are, but not always. Achiyay until it should be a Levi, the Yorei Halaviyim, different Rebbe. So Mishnah means to say only like Rebbe's Pshat. So it means to say that if you only want just Yorei Yisrael, but you ask him from a Levi, you still have the lochas of a regular Yisrael, then you only have the right to redeem it the way a regular Yisrael could. Rent a special kula, you can redeem it whenever you want. That's only a Levi that yashins from his father an Ori Levim. That the Gemara says, "Bishleim Ori Halavim." That you understand. The Chassid Pesach says, "Kiboti Ori Halavim." So now there's a special kula that this Yerusha from a Levi, you can be redeem it back anytime you want. Then a Levi, you know, who says now the son has to be a Levi also? Maybe if the sons of Yisrael that's Yashin from his mother, the Levi also is good. The pasuk says, "Vashe Yigal Min Halavim." It says, "Min Halavim Mashma." The good has to be from a Levi also. It has to be now a Levi that's going to redeem it back. There's a tiny line like this: "Vashe Yigal Min Halavim." If you redeem it back from a Levi, Rashi says, "Vashe Yigal Min Halavim." The Mashma LeMikzas Levim Nasat LeShus Aligol Obrei LeKulam. Mashma, not all the Levim have this right, only some of them. Mean to say, you have to be a Levi also. Yeah. The Tanya Rashi in Moshe says, now the Tanya being proof of this, Asha Yigo Min Levim, Yochol Levi Mi Yisrael. Yigo, maybe what if a Levi sold it to Yisrael who could redeem it? Why? Shezeh Yofa Koycha V'Zahur Koycha. Because if a Levi sold this field to a Yisrael, so Yisrael has bad halachis, like it's hard for him to redeem it, a Levi is easy, so a Levi can redeem it back whenever he wants. But what's going to be if a Levi, let's say one Levi sold his field to another Levi? Maybe then this Levi can actually redeem it back whenever he wants. Says Yofa Koycha V'Zahur Koycha. Both of them have a good power. And this Talmud, the Pesach says no, Min Halavim. From Levim to say, Min HaLevim, B'lei Kol HaLevim, not all Levim. Prat, what's the context, Lude? Le Ben Levi Mamzer V'Nesem. That's all. If the Ben Levi is a Nesem or Mamzer, he can't redeem it back. But otherwise, they could redeem it back. Even a Levi from another Levi, he has the right to redeem it back whenever he wants. Rashi says, Tamlem, Min HaLevim, Prat, Le Ben Levi, Min HaMzeres, Min HaNesima, Kol Shchan Yisrael, She actually says, Sheyorish es oviv imay, Levi shere Yisrael gomeru. So, in these cases, the Levi has a right to redeem it back whenever he wants. Yeah. The Chom and Chom say, Ein vom halolo amru no, Eva b'yo halavim, the Chom say no. This halach was only set upon cities that start out to be by the halavim. Avol ad sheyi Levi l'aminim. But till the son has to be labeled, that we don't say no. Because even though the son right now is a Yisrael, but as long as he's yashning from his mother, that his mother was a Levi, that she yashning from her father the Levi, so really this field is called the Ori Levium, that's enough to give a kula now. If this Yisrael sells that field, whenever he wants to, he has a right to redeem it back. Yes. Now the Mishnah says, Ein oisim sode migrash v'le migrash sode. It's a special law the Torah says about Ori Halavim that the first 1,000 amos outside the city is called a migrash. It has to be empty. You can't plant or do anything there. It's just to make the city look nice. Then the second 1,000 amos outside the city, that's called the sode. They have a right to plant there, to plant grass or crumbin, that they do in the second one. The Mishnah says he can't change it around. And Loisim saw that the second thousand into a migrish, not going to be empty. From a migrish, not the first thousand of Sada. From a migrish year, not the first thousand, you can't rebuild houses there. From a year migrish, you can't make a city inside to make it empty, to be empty, that you can't do. Each place has to be, there's always Levium, you build houses in the city. Then the first thousand amas outside has to be migrish, just empty. And the second thousand outside has to get plant on. Omri Rabbi Yaza, the mother of Amu Remez has said, the Yorah Halavim, our Bore Yisrael, but only Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, Oisin Sad and Migrish. If they want it, they can make a field into a Migrish. Migrish said that they could do, and Migrish Ir, even though it started out to be an empty land, you could build houses there. But for Lo Ir Migrish, if you had a city there, if you had houses there, you could act like that you would like and make it empty. Shlei Yachriv was only Yisrael, you're not supposed to be Chor of Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you can't take away the houses there. So you have to leave the houses, you can't make the houses empty. Then the Mishnah ends off, HaKahana V'Alaviyyam Marcham Olam. They have a right to sell their stech, Huzom Yolam, even though it's right before Yovel, and not like the Yisrael we had before, they cannot come at Prokos Mishtei Shem of Neha Yovel. But a Levi or a Kohen can sell their fields whenever they want, and the Gerdim Yolam must have a right to redeem it, even if they sold in the Boti or Chayma. That a regular Yisrael could only redeem it back the first year, by a Levi or a Kohen, they could redeem it back anytime they want. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Gulas olam tila Leviim." The Yidlug and the Kohanim also called by Levi, they can be girl whenever they want. Now the Gemara says, "Oma Rabbi Elazar, the medra mamun." When was this said? The medra mamun, the Yorei Halavim. Was only said by the Leviim, the cities of Leviim. Avabori Yisrael, Bavori Yisrael, Oisim. Then you are allowed to change around and make a sada into migrish, migrish into a sada. Now the Gemara says, the Kulu Yam, everybody agrees, Mio, but Leviim, by Leviim himself, Lev Mishnah Minun. And now to change around the Sada into a Migrish, and Migrish into a Sada. So Minun and Emili, how do we know this from? Somewhere Reb Loza, the other quote of the Pasuk says, Ustay Migrash Orehem Lo Yimacher. Ustay Migrash, the fields of the Migrash, it says, Lo Yimacher, you can't sell it. So the question is, my Lo Yimacher, what do you mean you can't sell it? Even if you want to sell Lo Yimacher, Klavi can't sell it at all, why not? For immediately, since the pasuk says, "Gulas olam tida leviim," they could redeem it back whenever they want. Mechlad and mezav, the mashma, they could sell it. So why do we need to say lo yimocher? Ela may lo yimocher means lo yishani. You can't change around. That's what it means. You can't change around a migrash into a sada. Now hakahanim baleviim meichum liyolam agunim liyolam. Turn around, but read like this. The pasuk says, "Gulas olam tida leviim." They could redeem it back anytime they want. Not time when, what does the Pesach say it for? The fish shenem, because on the Pesach it says, the mispar shenei tfuas yimoch lecho. So when I sell you the field, it has to be for at least 2 years. By bought the Yorei Chayma, you have no right to redeem it back less than 2 years. Or else if you stay achuzah, then maybe you don't have a right to redeem it back less than 2 years. So just like by Yisrael, on this, is Talmud Rebbe Pasuk says no Gulas Olam Tila Leviim. They can redeem it back anytime they want, even throughout the first 2 years. If you should remember, since the Pasuk says for Ho Yehas Sodeh Betseisu B'Yovel, when the field goes out by Yovel, it says Chodesh Lashem, it goes back to Cherem to the Kohanim, and that's by Yisrael. If so, like you said, that's talking about the Magdish Sodeh Achuzah. Your Magdish, your field is the Achuzah, and somebody else redeemed it from Hegdish. So Mishnas HaYevla goes out to the Kohanim. So Yoch, why would it have to say Yav Zeh came by Leviim also? Tam Lemino, the Pesach says, Gulas Olam Tidu Leviim. You always have the right to be good to redeem it back. They can not go away from them. They can redeem it back anytime they want. Rashi says, Yoch HaLeviim means in Higdish, if they would have been Makdish a field and they didn't redeem it, maybe they lose it by Yevon. Tam Lemino, Gulas Olam, they can redeem it back. Another thing, the Moor says, the fish and them, since the Pesach says, to come habayas asher b'ir, asher loy choyma latzmissus, to be sell a house in an ear that has a choyma around it. So if you don't redeem it back after the first year, you lose it. It stays by the lakech liyolam. Is Yoch Leibwart ought to say, av zekein, maybe you are then by Ori Leviim also, that even though it's a bot year a choyma, maybe after a year, like you can't redeem it back anymore, Talmud, the Pesach says, no, gulas oilam tira leviyam. They always have a right to redeem it back. So it says, Mishleim ani tat lechayim. Mishleim, the first two, is very good. El abotu yorichayno. That the last Rashi is saying that if a lady sells his house and abotu yorichayno, you tell me a chiddush that he could redeem it back even after the first year, the question is, mi islu, do the leviyam, the best cities have a wall around it? For a time, it was not like this. Orem Halolu means these cities we give to Levium, which eventually are going to become Orem Miklat, is a nice and nice and like firm. You can't make it by the Kfar, means you can't make it into a small town. Or Kfar, you can't make it a small town. Rashi says, why? Because the Orem Miklat, it says you have to be able to live there to get food. If it's a small town, you won't have places, we only have one fine place to live there. So it can't be a small town. For Lake Krochel Gdolim, and it can't be very big cities. Because then a lot of people come together, Rashi says, to do business there, and we're afraid the great Adam will be motzo there, and will come to ambush the Ratzach and kill him. And around our Yoras Benin, it has to be a middle-class city, Rashi says, B'lei Chayma. So comes out all the Yoran of Ian to not have a Chayma around it. So what are you telling me, Chiddush here, if a lady sells his house and a bought the Yoran of Chayma, the Yoran of Ian will not have bought the Yoran of Chayma. So this is Omar Fukana, of Kana said, L'kash, Rebbe's no stira. Hatei Kan Shehukov. Maybe here we're talking about that first there was a wall around it, and then they lived there. That's called the Vati Shinah too by the Levium. Khan Shehukov Lipsaif Yoshev, Vati Shinah do. But Khan, what are we allowed to do by the Levium? She Yoshev, first they sat and lived there in the city, and then Lipsaif Hukov, then they could put a wall around it. That maybe they could do. So, most the question, even if they did like that, is that considered a Bati or a Chaimam? For a time, it would not like this. When the Pasuk says, V'isha sheyimcha beis moishav ir chayma. So it means, shehukaf ulipsef yoshev. About the Yorich chayma means a city that first had a wall around it, and then they lived there. For lo yenat sheyoshev, the first the city lived there, ulipsef hukaf. That's not called about the Yorich chayma. So even if you tell me about the Levium, after they lived there, the latter put a wall around it, that's not called about the Yorich chayma. Yoch, I would have thought to say, afilu akifu Yisrael. Maybe if a Jew puts the wall around it, before, like when Klaisar came into Eretz Yisrael, maybe that's also called the Bati Yorich Chayma. It says the Yachar Shekoshra Sot after Klaisar conquered Eretz Yisrael, even before they sat there. But what's going to be before they lived there? But let's say first the Yisrael build the wall around it, then they live there. Maybe that's called the Bati Yorich Chayma. No, Nemakan Chayma says the word Chayma over here by. Ba'or Levium, v'neim alahalit chayma, or it says ba'bati yorchayma. It says the word chayma. It says over there by chayma by or miklat is malahalim oiv dikachovim. Means by the goyim over there is avkana dikachovim. Means the pasuk says orim mitzuras shekanker atisol the orim mitzuras. It means the fortified cities that the goyim made. When they're not by or miklat. So kids, the pasuk is master. What's called the chayma? A chayma that the goyim build around the city. Yochai would have thought to say, "Afidu Kif of Gehovim, the Yachem Mikan." Let's say if the Klaisol lived there, then later the Goyim build a wall around the city. Nemal Halma said the word Chaimu, Nemakan Chaimu. Malam Adi Gehovim Koydu Mechain. It means Bati Yorei. When the pasuk says Orem Betzuris, means fortified cities that the Goyim made fortified before the Eden came in there. Is Afkan Adi Gehovim Koydu Mechain? How to be a Bati Yorei Chaimu means that first the Goyim put the wall around it by Moshe Yeshua, and then Klaisar came to live there. So the kids said that they bought by Orem Levium, you never have a Bati Yorei Chaimu. So what do you have to have a Mita Pasuk for that still they can redeem it back? So Gemara says, to your Gemara of Yosef, Yosef comes to answer, pray to Rav Sola Chassidim, the son of Sola Chassidim, kind with Rav Papa, friend of Rav Papa. Could go in the case, could be like this maybe, Shenothel him. Talking about right now, Rashi said that such a city fell to Levium that had a wall around it. The Goyal of Yimei Yeshua could be with the Goyal picked out such a city. Great Shenothel him. Heinu Migrashayim. So when the Goyal came out, Rashi says, Kishem HaKofas Tema, that's going to be if the Goyal gave the Levium this city with a wall around it. So that would be called the Bati Yerichayma. We can't give it to them, but if the Goyal gave it to them, that's okay. So now still ask the question. Mr. Rinu Kaimi. There's the question, but still that wall is able to break down. Trashi was Mr. Rinu Kaimi, Kriyamaliel, I know some Lahem, Tir Makrachim, we don't make such big cities. See if they fill it with the Yerusha, with the Goyal, But if other rabbinics, we're going to break down the wall. So the soul should be called the Bati or Chayma. So when it says that Muradash Yitzchok, we will still eat the plastic. Sarko Dabri, I'm going to have to say, are the mystery, like before they broke down the wall, mystery, before they broke it down, he misdad, let's say maybe would sell his field, and he doesn't buy it back within the year, maybe Lichlatu, and have a regular Lacha Bati or Chayma, that the one that bought it keeps it now, Kamashmila no. That's the chiddush that before they broke down the wall, when the wall was still standing, if they sold the karka right now, that still that right would be in the back. But that's the last thing that I would have thought to say that since the same could break down, it's not quite like a wall. So first there's the kasha, why not? We had the gemara before, that once it had the wall be Mimei Yeshua, even though later the wall was broken down, still it's called the Bati Yerachayma. So maybe here it's different. So Tayyus says no, one Tayyus says that Imami Shani Yachot Kivin Shem Ruyus Shnei Yilam Chayma Shem really the Bati of Levine, the other Levine does not have a Chayma on the road together. So if it doesn't help the fact that once had it, once having it means you're supposed to say that way. But later something happened. But over here we're supposed to be broken down right away, here I would have thought to say it's worse. So if the Havamin was only closing on the wall is up, I would have thought to say at that time, if a lady sells his house and he doesn't redeem it back within a year, he loses it. If Kamash wants to know, Gulas Olam, he always has the right to redeem it back. Tanya ben Omele like this. The Pesach says, Kistei in Daflamadal we're holding here. Tanya ben Omele like this. The Pesach says, Kistei HaChayim LaKoyin Tiyach HaZosai. Now, when the field goes out, like someone was Makdashim and somebody else was growing it, so when it comes Yovel, it goes out to the Kohanim. The Pesach says, "V'stei achirim l'klayim tiyach v'zasei." Is matanayim, what do you mean this Pesach for? Rashi says, matanayim k'stei achuzim, k'stei achirim for, that ma b'at stei achirim melamei v'stei ayetzis l'kohanim. What is this lesson of the achirim come and teach us with a field that goes out to the Kohanim? So now it says like this, Mimayim, how do we know to say, l'klayim shehikish stei chomei. There's a claim that was there from the field, again, that somebody else has marked the field, and somebody else redeemed it, so by Yotel it goes back to the Kohanim. Now when a claim gets it, how do I know to say that the claim was marked that field? Sheshehigdish sadechemei, shleyom of the claim should not say like this. Hoyu the yes, the Kohanim, listen, by Yotel it goes back to the Kohanim. Throw takas yet, right now I'm holding on to it. Maybe Tashli, maybe the claim has a right hold on to it like we had before. To Dibu wants us for that way. If the Shalachim and the Zeicha, the claim to say, Madach by Yovel, I get back other fields that come to me, so the Shalachim and the Koshkin, the Havar already, isn't there a Svara, I should be able to hold on to it? His Tavlev, the Pesach says, no, for her you have said that it says so, the Yovel, Kodesh Lashem, Kistachim, but no, the field still goes out from you and goes to the other Kohanim in the Mishmer. The Rashi says, how the Yasla Kohanim means in the Yigalenu. So you can say, So now, that's the plastic now. Now, the Chiman, the Mad, the Makkah is the same Malacha that applies by regularly swear by his Teachuzam, to his Malacha the Kayim, have his Sadi the Zerka to Chayim. That Mass for the Yachuz Asher Yisrael, just like the regular field of Yom Si Yisrael, Yotze Metachas Yadai, and the Chalakas like a Hanim, in a case where it's Makkashit, when somebody else redeems it. So it comes back to Yovel, it goes back to the Kohanim, is that Sadi Chayimai, who had been a field that a Kayim is Zerka to Chayim. When he's Makkashit, and then it comes Yovel, is Yotze Metachas Yovel, Mechalekas Lef of the Kohanim. It goes through the Kohanim equally, he does not have right to hold on to it. Now, Emma Ma, what we just said before, the Sherechel and Mani Zerchem, Ma, this the Kohen has a right to say, that I'm Zerchem of the fields that in Yovel come back to me. So now it says, me Demi, one's going to do the other. Hosem Zerchem B'yama, but there's Stami Zerchem, like, he's only got a Shutfis. He only gets one portion of it. All the Kohanim and the Mishmer get a chelik of it. But also, Koshakulah, but he was holding on to himself, he has no chelik in it already. He had it already. So maybe he is different. And the Rabbi Bachman and the Itzruch. Sakot has never thought to say, Holy Luxus, since the Pesach says, V'yish es kadoshav le'yiyam, that it belongs to you, is hochinami, ki kadoshav dam, it's like his kochim. So Rashi says, and the pasuk says, V'yish es kadoshav le'yiyam, that Hashim le'y bagoiz and bagmoa b'kama, that the man, how do we know to say, l'koyim, shebo o makrev kobinosa b'choleisa b'chol shosh yitza, when a Kohen wants to bring his own carbon for himself, he does not have to give it over to the Anshei Mishma, but he could come and bring it himself. In Yeshua, let's say, he has to bring a Chatis, or he's not bringing an Eimer, Shlomim, if he doesn't have to give it to the Anshei Mishma, and who wants to mark the deep flow, he has to let them to take the skin of the animal and eat the basar. How do we know this? Talmud, the Pasuk says, V'yishas Kodesh Loyiya. Since so, he also wants to say the Kohen has a right to take it for himself and keep it. So when it says, like, Konami Kikodesh of Domi, if I would have a right to say, the chayim that it takes, he has a right to keep. Again, Midomimus says no. Kotchov lab rishusai. Kotchim is not in his rishus, like he says, lab mikrech, he doesn't get the kosher himself. And lamakriv imuim, he's makriv imuim. And like Midashamayim, he gets it. But hochav rishusai, shochav ashkloima, mikrech today kosher minu, for mishuchim gevoye, beschar avoida. So now a case where he got it from a stay chayim, he got it, that's his, so maybe it's a big swear, so you should keep it. And Rabbi Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Sakadach in Islam, what's that to say? Hoyulak Sir, since the Pesach says, Ki Achuzas Oilam Hu Lehem, it's a Yil Achuzo, Honam Yachuzosi, he is called his Achuzo, is Kamash Volon, Achuzosi, Achuzosiim, but Chomoloi. So Kitz Rashi explains, Fahainam Yachuzosi, again, when his first coin was Zeichon, and the stay chayim is called mamashiz achuza, and therefore the case was again it came yovel the field went out to the kahanim. Now the megdisho a kohen was marked as the field that he got, and he didn't redeem it. Is letetz a worth to say should not go out to the other kahanim be yovel, and rather it should stay in his rishus liyomah, because maybe it's still like a stay achuza. Ki achuz most says the ksiba says ki achuza sayim and hulahem. Is haynam yachuza say a worth to say. This field that the Kohen got is still his achuza. So even though he's makdashit, I would have thought to say on Yovel, it goes out and remains to be his. He does not have to give it out to the other kahanim and the nishmo. Kamashman has to pass it, no. Achuzosi, achuzosi in, chom alei. That's just kamashman. Hekish, yiskish, stay chayim, mustay achuzosi shay Yisrael. That's like a share of the field that you got from chayim has looked like a regular Yisrael that was makdashit, stay achuza. So just like a regular Yisrael's Makdash is there Suzor, is there Achuzor, to take to Matachas Yodai, if he's Makdash and somebody else redeems it, by Yovel it goes out and goes back to the Kahanim, to the Yitzchalak the Kahanim, the Achuzosahi, the Yech Lo Gulas Olam, and the only that's called Achuzos Olam at the Kahanim Azoichem, Avol Chomoy, if he's out from the Stei Chavim, Lehevik Achuzor Ligol Yolam, that's not called Kistei Achuz Legol Yolam. That's not really his Kistei Achuza. And therefore that's the locha that when he's Makdashit and then he doesn't redeem it back before Yovel, when it becomes Yovel, that field goes back to all the Kahanim of the Mishma. And he can't say, since I had it before, it should go straight back to me. No, since he got it from the Stei Chomoy, that he does not keep by himself, but still goes back to the whole Mishma. And Tosfos claims also here that the Kitzur exerts a class of these, Miachazosa Shakayim means the Achazosa Dafti Yesh Legulas Olam. Only a field that a Kohen got through his own Yerusha, then we say he has a Gulas Olam, he always has a right to redeem it back. And it doesn't go to the Vekahana B'Yevon. Avasad Echamim means this field that is not Yasha from his own father. Just he got it through a bit of a Stei Chemoy, is then, if he's Makdash and doesn't get it back before Yevon, it's Mitzchalak Lekahana B'Yevon. And if that is from the Gemara before, from the Hekesh we said before, that we are Makshimim, Stei Achuzah, Shei Yisrael, and if it's not called Stei Achuzah, so we go to Yerlam. The Kitzur that we have before, that a Kohen can be goyel back anytime he wants, that's only from his Stei Achuzah, from a field that he yashed from his father. But a field that the Kohen got from Chayim, in the case before, like if somebody else was Makdash their field, in Yisrael, and it goes out by Yehud to the Kohanim, when the Kohen is Zeicher then, it's not called Mamashiz Achuzosai. So that claim is Makdashit later, he does not have a Gula Salem, he does not have a right to redeem it back whenever. He only can redeem it back until Yehud. But if he doesn't redeem it back before Yehud, that's the Salacha, that field goes back to the Shah Kohanim, all the Kohanim, and the Anshei HaMishma. Yehadin Alecha Mechus Adeyu Vosliku Lo Mesechta Erchen.
And not to be so much on the fact that now he was close and